RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Reminder, join the Falcons flyover. It's your first chance to call in, react to every Falcons game, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons flyover, immediately following every Falcons game this season, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Downtown at the Signy Hotel, guys, at the Nest. This Halo board, Mike, is pretty cool. I need one of these at the house, man.
Yeah, man. For guys who have the Ultimate Man Cave, they get their own sort of version. It's about, 25 feet across of what we have at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is really cool. So you come on down, man, and catch all the action inside and outside the bar. And you had the wings. Can I tell a story real quick before we get to the
absolutely.
Hawks?
Absolutely.
So today, day, before you rolled in, Carl got some wings. And I'm trying to be healthy because I put these jeans on. And I'm like, oh, this isn't working. You know, you got to lay down and put the jeans on.
For sure.
A little too much calories last 2 weeks. So we're at the bar, and I had a shake and a salad in the last, 6 hours. I'm starving. Carl gets these wings. He eats, half of a dozen. Bartender's like, you don't want any more? Carl's like, oh, I'm full. I go, that. I go, it's a sin to waste food. Send it over here. I totally catfished Carl's, wing plate.
He did.
I've sifted through the bones. I'm taking it, man. I'm going to town. Oh, man, with those lemon pepper fed. They get some great bar food here at Signia at Nest.
No, they really do. And it was funny because the bartender was like, really, you're going to do? Okay, you're right. It's not cool to waste food. But we're here hanging out, man. We'll be here until 4, guys. Shortened edition of the show today simply because of all the pregame shows leading into tonight's contest, Falcons-Rams. We'll talk more about that.
Andy Randy, so he's down the street, right, with Wake Forest.
He is.
Which is going down the walkway over the gulch.
That is correct, yeah. And it's a great location, man. You go hang out before the game, see everything that's going on, and then head to the stadium. Mike, let's talk about what's going on in the NBA world. First and foremost, Atlanta Hawks, I don't know what the hell's happening with you guys. Mm. They're in Oklahoma City tonight. We now know that Jalen Johnson was not going to play. We just got word that Trae Young is not playing tonight.
What?
But on top of this, okay, and this is the deeper discussion, there are reports, and multiple credible sources are reporting this, and this originally came from ESPN's Tim McMahon, that all signs, and I'm reading this verbatim, are pointing to the Hawks moving on from Trae Young ahead of the February 5th trade deadline. So when we say this, please understand, this is not happening tonight. They're not looking to make a deal right now. But what people around the league are saying is this feels like at the trade deadline, the Hawks, for maybe the first time, Mike, they've shopped him. Nothing's ever happened. I mentioned this today on our pre-show, but now this feels a little bit more real with the team, quote, indicating they're looking for an exit ramp. They did not offer him that huge extension. They were going to wait until the season was over. So you're not tied to that. And if you're trying to move Trae, again, what does Trae offer? You're getting 2 first-round picks for a guy like Trae Young, who's been a multiple all-star? Maybe. I would hope that's the going rate. But at the end of the day, this team has lost 6 straight games, and they all have come since Trae Young has returned.
And again, I just don't know what the sample size has to be. We have to lose 12 in a row before you go, okay, Trae might be the problem here with the defense. Look, two things can be true. We are a better team with Trae, but not the way that Quinn Snyder coaches this team. I mean, guys are lamenting the fact that Reese Hoshea is literally the ultimate womp, womp. You know, between Wemby and Cooper Flagg, we get the booby prize, right? Well, not if you don't use him the right way. I mean, this guy, our defensive rebound stats jump up 15% when he's on the floor. So Quinn Snyder has an aversion. You know, it's not like Nate at least tried to coach defense. I don't think Quinn is capable of. He had Rudy Gobert and he had Donovan Mitchell in Utah. Maybe that was just natural
easy.
Defense.
It's easy, yeah.
You know, because I don't know what he's doing. But Trae, I will say this, Two things can also be true. They never gave Trey the supporting cast, but now Trey's not helping. How about that? And I don't know where it goes with this thing right now. Because Trey doing hero ball and chucking threes from downtown is not working. And the body language, Gordon pointed this out, our engineer who's down at State Farm. Watch some of the teammates pick up on that. Oh, really? We're doing that now?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You're out of the flow. You're out of your flow. You're half court.
It's certainly not it. 404-726-0929. We're just telling you what's being reported. How do I feel? I feel like this is as real as it's probably ever been.
Right.
Because of the point at where he is in his career.
Right.
This isn't year three where you go, man, you know what? Two more years, this guy's going to develop, and he'll be great. And he has been a great player. I don't want to dismiss that. But I also know this is something we've said continuously on this show. And as much as we love Trey and I've defended him and all the things, I just don't feel like we're going to win big with him.
Right.
I do not think we're going to win big with him. What does that mean? That means a trip to the NBA Finals. That is not a first-round playoff run. That is not a play-in run. I'm talking about winning big. And if you don't feel that way and you're this front office and, Mike, you're on to Saleh, and you're going, hey, we've made some moves and I feel like I've improved the team, but can we win big with the star that's here? If the answer's no, you got to trade him. And that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, man, I will say this with Trey. He has never had this kind of supporting cast. This is the best team that Trey's had since the conference championship. It's actually better, on paper, than the team he played in the conference championship with. And that was a nice sort of role players, you know, like, you know, Lou.
Are you adding Porzingis to this mix, by the way?
Porzingis is a giant nothing burger.
All right.
And again, I with all due respect to people who talk about Porzingis, what I'm going to see him for a week and a half? And then this look, I get it. I'm trying to be, you know, delicate with this heart condition because it's scary.
It is.
But he's not giving me anything. And he has an expiring contract, which, if nothing else, is attractive to teams that are looking for something. I know you and I were talking about Michael Porter with the Nets. That would move Reece Hoshea in that contract. I do have to have some semblance of a point guard if I move Trey off the roster. So I don't know where that goes. Do you trade him to the Bucks and just ask for picks? I mean, it's so strange because Trey is such a lightning rod in this town. People love Trey or they hate Trey. And I don't think that's fair either way. I think Trey has had some issues over the course of his career as he was younger. He's outgrown that. But I do think now you've got to help him and help this team get it together because right now we don't play a lick of defense, and that's going to fall on Trey. When you lose six games in a row and you fall out of the playoffs, who else is going to get the heat, right?
The star, the superstar, the guy that's making all the money.
Would you feel give Snyder until the All-Star break, and if he doesn't get it cooking,
gone.
Call Mike Malone?
Gone.
Right.
Look, if we lose – okay, we got the Thunder tonight. We got the T-Wolves after that. That's Ant-Man. Welcome home. He loves to show out against the Hawks, okay? For those who don't realize that. Then you got the Knicks again. And the Knicks just came in here and showed you what they're about. The Knicks are legit. They are a real Eastern Conference contender. Oh, and then you turn around and play the Raptors twice. What I'm telling you, Hawks fans, is we can look up and have a 10-game losing streak going on, and everybody's going to be looking at each other like, what's happening? Quinn's got – dude, Mike, if that happens, he's got to go. He's got to – I'm sorry.
No, I just felt Quinn – I was never impressed with Quinn Snyder. I mean, he's got a nice record. He's above 500 in his career, but what has he won? You know what I mean? So, and again, I don't – maybe there's some stuff, as you said, fire that goes on at the practice facility or behind closed doors.
Well, that's not translating, bro.
I've never heard it. The way they play defense, you think they're tuning this guy out. You know, Quinn Snyder, it's like, you know, I don't know what he – if he comes off as kind of new age and everything. I don't know what he is. You know, like, you know, with his rap and his, you know, his sort of like very esoteric argument about that. Okay. I want some fire in the belly, man. I don't know, right?
It makes me laugh because it's true. No, it is. And it's not like, look, here's what I would say about Quinn Snyder, and this is not a personal shot. He's the quintessential Duke guy, right? Went to Duke, well-educated, comes across that way. And when he speaks to you and talks to you, and I've had these private conversations with him, we've talked about this team in years past, and look, he knew they weren't good enough. He's not saying that now. He
right.
knows they've done some things with the front office. They went and got some better players for me. Okay, I have to do a better job. But to your point, that is how he comes across. He doesn't – look, Quinn doesn't come across like an everyday dude.
No, he just
he doesn't.
He comes up as – I got to
be
honest.
Fine. But that's fine.
There's different strokes for different folks. I mean, Phil Jackson was – Phil Jackson would give guys book reports. Here, go read this book and get
that's
back
right.
to me. Everybody's got their own style. Not everybody's Red Auerbach, you know? But I will say this. Whatever his style is, it ain't freaking working. And if I'm the Hawks, this is a great team. Everybody around the league was saying Anse Saleh nailed it
in the offseason.
Off
that's right.
So now what? What are you doing? And the way he's mishandling Reese Hoshea, we talked about that earlier. How do you expect a guy to ever evolve if you don't have him out there in crucial? Because he's one of your better defensive pieces. He's never seemed to be there in crucial moments in the game down the stretch.
Yeah, part of this is, and O was just, you know, talking about this with us, the lineups he's deciding to go with and the rotations. Some of this stuff you guys don't pay attention to. You just go to games and you want to be entertained. I get it. Hey, I'm here with my family. Hope the Hawks win. Yay, let's go. When you start getting in the minutiae of who's playing, to Mike's point about Reese Hoshea and when they're playing and how many minutes they're seeing and what are these rotations look like. Guys, as much as we turn, you know, and today we're down here getting ready for this Monday night game, and we've talked a lot, have we not, this year about Ra and the decisions. Same applies to Quinn. When you start having these rotations where you're going with three guards, you don't have bigs on the floor, and guys that can't rotate and defend bigs, and, oh, Mo Gay, well, he's at the end of my bench now, even though he might be one of my better defenders and better rebounders, that stuff plays into why you're losing games. It's not just Trey. It's also these rotations and who's playing when they should and who's not.
Right. So how do you fix it? Because we always say, I want to hear from Arthur. Never hear from Wrestler.
No.
Forget about that.
No, we don't.
You and I have had what Wrestler, like twice?
Yeah.
In 11 years. Anyway, but hey, where's the sense of urgency? Because we thought we were a team that could compete in the East. You know, the there's teams we thought were going to take a big step backwards. Guess what? They're not. You know, but I thought we had enough talent to compete with those guys regardless.
Dude, they're not, because Jaylen Brown is killing it.
Correct.
Guys, go look at Jaylen Brown.
He always was the heart and soul of that team.
He was. Go look at his December numbers. Jaylen's averaging over 30 a game right now for the Celtics, and he's carrying them without Tatum. Tatum now is like trying to work his damn leg out, going, I got to get back. We got another chance to make a run here because of how well the Celtics are playing. And, oh, by the way, they're playing defense too. That's Jaylen Brown. That's if you're going to be on the floor with me, bro, you got to play some defense.
Right.
So it's the personnel, Mike, but it also is the coach. Everybody thought the Celtics were done. What are you saying, J.D.? What's going on? Three offensive rebounds most of the first half for the Knicks?
For Reese Hoshea.
Oh, jeez.
Well, why isn't he team?
What's going on there? Why don't you have your bigger, better defenders and certainly rebounders on the floor?
Right. And again, I know Reese Hoshea is going to draw fire because he's the tweener between Flagg and Wemby. And you saw Wemby, and we talked about this last week.
Let the kid play, Mike.
I mean, the Spurs, they look ridiculous what they've done to OKC. Now we're going to see a motivated OKC without Jalen Johnson, without Trey. So, yikes. Yeah, and this gets back to the big picture. I just wonder, because I will say this, after years of Landry Fields and his nonsense, you know, I'm talking about being an empty suit.
Are you talking about the ethos?
Yeah, Anse Seleh is not that guy. He's an impressive guy who wants results, and he's not going to monkey around. And anybody who feels Trey's got leverage, Trey and his camp have no leverage. He's an undersized point guard who's not inconsistent now shooting the three, who doesn't play defense. What part of that is wrong? Okay, he has the ability to be that guy, but so far since coming back from the injury, I've seen some spurts.
Yeah.
But the team's not winning.
So let me ask you this, and I don't
want
to make excuses.
You don't want to ever get caught up into this term, which is called resulting.
Resulting, yeah. I try to do that every day. Let me ask you this. Was Trey fully healthy when he returned? Because this is too quick for him to be injured. Oh, tell me this real quick. Oh, is it the same leg he was dealing with before
right leg,
he came
right
back?
Right quad, right knee, so same leg, yeah.
Mike, was he fully healthy, or what's going on here?
All right, well,
you feel me?
Ability, availability. We get this great team we're so excited about. We can't even get we have no idea to do a litmus test of, hey, could Trey with Porzingis and all these new pieces make a playoff run? How can you even?
A lot of nothing. All right, man. You guys, we want to hear from you when it comes to the Hawks. This is – and again, you lose 10 or more in a row in the NBA, stuff happens. I'm just telling you. Like, especially when you're good. Not the Wizards, all right? This is different. 404-726-0929. We're coming back. We're live at the Nest. We got to talk about what went down in the NFL yesterday. More on the
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Falcons as well, and a reminder that we are your home for live college football coverage here in Atlanta. Guys, we got you covered when it comes to the college football playoff and all the things that will be going on this week and beyond. Make sure you're listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we'll come back. Mike, he says he's not leaving his current job. What job was he looking at, and who wanted him?
Now that's a tease. I will stay around for the show for that.
We're going to tell you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.